Rhythm and blues, jump blues, rockabilly, and doo-wop. From the birth of rock and roll, the 50s and early 60s. Roots of rock and roll, only on KBOO Portland. Tune in to Plugged In every first and third Fridays from 10 p.m. to midnight with host DJ Tronic. Tronic does a live mix in the studio featuring the latest in house, techno, tech house, breaks, dubstep, and more. Tronic also has guest DJs in the studio and often talks about upcoming parties, club nights, and more. That's Plugged In every first and third Fridays at 10 p.m. only on KBOO Portland.
And this is KBOO Portland, where the time is 10:02 a.m. Coming up is Flashpoints Investigative News Radio with host Dennis Bernstein. Coming up at 11, host Shahid Hamid hosts It Takes a Village. And at 11:30 on the Radio Zine, host Sarika Mehta interviews Mirta Ojito, a reporter who has worked for the Miami Herald and the New York Times. Her most recent work is Hunting Season, Immigration and Murder in an All-American Town. Thanks for listening to KBOO Radio, and thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you are not a member, why not start the new year by becoming a member now? Just go to kboo.fm, click where it says Donate Today.
Flashpoints, did racist arsonists burn down the memorial for Andy Lopez? We'll speak to organizers and activists who are, as we go to air, rebuilding the memorial that was reduced to ashes earlier today. Also, anti-drone activists due in court upstate New York tomorrow for civil disobedience actions taken at Hancock Air Force Base against drone killings. I'm Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned. And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. Yes, you heard me right. The memorial built on the site where young Andy Lopez was gunned down by a sheriff's deputy, 7 bullets in 10 seconds, it was burned down very early this morning. The fire is now under investigation. It was reported by 2 cell phone calls just after midnight Thursday morning. That's today at the Moreland Avenue. That's in Santa Rosa, California. Moreland Avenue Memorial. It was quickly extinguished, according to reports by Rincon Valley firefighters. We are going to devote a good chunk of this show to what happened. Was it an arson? The investigation continues. And what are the actions being planned now to continue the battle and the call for justice for Andy Lopez, who was gunned down in October by Sheriff's Deputy Eric Gelhaus. He's a military marksman. He's a sheriff's deputy trainer for 24 years. He was actually on a training mission the night he gunned down Andy Lopez with 7 bullets. He was in the military. He testified, according to his own resume at various insurgent trials. And in fact, he was a commentator for SWAT Team magazine. Very interesting and troubling fellow. Much has been said about him, but Andy Lopez is dead, and Sheriff Gelhaus is actually back at work. He's at the desk, and he's getting paid. We're going to talk about all of this today. And joining us to do that, well, there's going to be a number of people joining us. First, we're joined by Jonathan Melrod. He's a organizer for the Justice for Andy Lopez Committee. Jonathan, welcome back to Flashpoints.
Thank you, Dennis. Thanks for inviting me back.
Well, it's good to have you with us. What do you know, what can we say about this, let's call it suspicious fire, that took place in the wee hours of today?
Yeah, I received a call early this morning from some of the members of the Justice Coalition for Andy Lopez. Ironically, they had passed by the memorial last night on their way home from the 50th anniversary of the Oscar Grant shooting. They had gone down there to show the support from the Justice Coalition for Oscar Grant and his memory. And late last night, the site was intact. They called me early this morning to say that it had been reduced to ashes. It was a tragic scene. The community had built a play area for the kids. There is no similar park in the neighborhood. It's a disenfranchised, unincorporated area, basically a barrio of Santa Rosa. And the community had taken it upon itself to build a park in memory of Andy and to
All right, we're going to bring Flashpoints back on the air in just a moment. Stay tuned while we get that going. Here's a little something to tide you over.
And the community had taken it upon itself to build a park in memory of Andy and to commemorate his life. And we awoke to ashes. At this point, we do not have any conclusive dispositive information as to whether it was arson or accidental, although we do have our very strong suspicions. Right now, the fire department from three areas, Rincon Valley, the California State, and a third fire department are there, and they have sniffer equipment, which in theory will tell us whether or not there was an inflammatory, such as gasoline, used to fan the flames or to spread the fire. So We're awaiting that report, and we've demanded that that report be accessed as immediately as possible. This whole investigation has been dragged continuously. Gelhouse was put back to report, put back to work without so much as a peep from the sheriff's office as to what they found regarding his activities. And now we're faced with another unsolved incident, and we want answers.
And I was reading some of the responses to the story in the Santa Rosa Press Democrat, unrelenting things, people saying things like, "How? Why would you even imply that it was a cop? Because obviously it was a vacant lot. People weren't thinking. They lit candles. Their candles caught fire, and the thing burned down. Now they want to blame the police again."
Well, you know, let's go back, if I can, for a moment. In 1998, the California Advisory Committee to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, that's the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, mind you, the federal commission, the California Advisory Committee came into Santa Rosa because there had been 37 deaths took place at the police hands. Let me tell you that's what they found.
Let me ask you to sort of change your direction because we're losing all you right on the phone. Maybe we can try it now.
Okay.
Go on.
I said that, you know, for people who say, why blame the police, I go back to 1998 when the Civil Rights Commission, the California Advisory Committee to the U.S. Federal Civil Rights Commission, came to Santa Rosa to investigate why there had been so many deaths at the hand of the police. There had been 37 people killed in police-related incidents. That committee issued a series of recommendations. I want to read to your listeners just two of those recommendations. Recommendation 6.2. The advisory committee believes that the cities of Rohnert Park and Santa Rosa and the county sheriff require the immediate creation of civil review boards. In other words, they didn't say down the road to the immediate creation because there was a need to oversee police conduct. Now it's 2014. There is no oversight board that has been set up. The other recommendation that's particularly germane is recommendation 5.3. The departments, that is the police departments, should review their use of force policies to expand the use of alternatives to deadly force in a public situation. Well, certainly, the 13-year-old child walking into a bad lot was a situation that did not require deadly force, but in fact required an alternative. Now, that didn't occur for 14 years. It's no wonder that people are suspicious of the sheriff's department. When they were told to take remedial measures, not a single one was implemented in 14.
No remedial measures. And let me interrupt you here, Jonathan. What we're going to do is we're going to take our discussion to the park where there are many people and mothers, grandmothers who've come together in an organized fashion to call for justice and have again gathered. People have been rebuilding the memorial today within the ashes. Now, you hold on. We're going to see if we can call you back and get a better line to get a better sound. And we're going to invite Dara. Are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Okay, Dara McCustin, tell us about the group of moms and grandmoms that have come together to call for justice for Andy Lopez, because that's a part of what you're doing now.
Yes. It's called Mothers in White, and it's basically, you know, any person can have great empathy, you know, for Suhe, Andy Lopez's mother, his father, his family, You know, it's a group of women and grandmothers who come together to say, you know, we don't want these killings to continue. We don't want any more children to have their lives stolen, especially by law enforcement. I love you, Cole. So yeah, that's.
And where are you at the site right now as we speak?
Yes, I am. We're at the site.
And could you describe to people what was up there before it was burned down? Because I was there, and
yeah.
It was such a beautiful memory with flags from the, I don't know, San Francisco Giants and beauty, and, you know, bottles of, I guess he liked certain soda and pop. And describe it for us, and then tell us what it looks like now.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It really was a beautiful memorial. There were flowers, balloons, like you said. It was very personalized, you know, to Andy, and it was a gorgeous memorial. Really, really nice. You know, it was beautiful, and now it's scorched.
Are you suspicious that it could have been haters, people who?
Am I personally suspicious?
Yeah.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am suspicious.
Uh-huh.
That it was. Yes, absolutely, I am suspicious. We drove by, like I said, we drove by on our way back from Oakland, and it was fine. I am personally suspicious.
So you were in Oakland to memorialize Oscar Grant. On the way back from Oakland, you stopped in Roseland, in this part, unincorporated part of Santa Rosa, and everything was fine. A couple of hours later, everything wasn't fine.
Yeah.
And the memorial was, in fact, burned down. People say, I was mentioning earlier that I've been reading the commentary in response to the Santa Rosa Press Democrat, and it's almost like you all are a bunch of idiots. Why would you even think that it would be the police? It's a vacant lot. There were weeds. You all lit candles. You started the fire yourself.
I've noticed a trend in any